This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, all the propaganda, all the war propaganda, all the screaming and lies and hatred coming from invariably from people who are at length not fighting at all. We're going to be talking about driving support communist style. I want to stay on this topic because people are beginning to open their eyes to as how these games that are being played in circus politics before their faces on a daily basis. Folks, did you just hear, as a matter of fact, just to prove that point, the circus of politics, isn't it interesting to note that Trey Gowdy and Paul Ryan are now buddy-buddy? Attempting to prop each other up in the face of what's going on concerning these scandals around the President of the United States of America. You know, the question is we know Trey Gowdy, we know Daryl Issa, and we know Jason Chaffetz are nothing but a bunch of American appeasers. We already know that. We also know that Paul Ryan himself, his first legislative act back in 2016 was to betray the American people by giving Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted. Now, we also know that under this $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that Donald Trump just signed, that was the very bill that Donald Trump signed, the one that Barack and Paul Ryan teed up for Donald Trump to sign. And when you begin to see how this all works, have you ever noticed that there's no prosecution? Have you ever noticed that there's talk of investigations constantly, but there's never any resolve brought about? I mean, doesn't that bring about the light? Doesn't that bring about the very reason, folks, that we should look further than what we're told by these people? Because at length, what they're doing is merely protecting themselves. That's really what it comes to. And I'm going to be talking about, again today, driving support, communist style. Before I do that, I want to get over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com and show you what's happening in your country even today. Admitted pedophile and rapist not arrested, running for Congress instead. This is what happens when the American people fail to be the law. These criminals are emboldened to do the things that they are not lawfully able to do or qualified to do in any sense of the word. A 37-year-old accountant named Nathan Larson was recently exposed as a rapist and a pedophile. That's a felony. That's a major crime, friends. But instead of being arrested, he's been able to continue his campaign for a seat in Congress. And might I also remind you that pedophiles, it's not a good thing when they're busted for their crimes, friends, because soon when they get into jail, it's not a good place for them to be. Now, it's interesting that criminals will hold him accountable for his crimes against innocent children, but for some reason or another, the law doesn't. Those that are incumbents do not. Those that represent the law do not enforce the law against him. He feels free and emboldened to go ahead and run for Congress regardless. He's an admitted pedophile. He's a rapist, and he's running for Congress. Again, keep in mind, if he was to go to jail, he wouldn't last 24 hours, friends. How does that work? Well, let's go to the next topic concerning what's being promoted and promulgated through the Sons of Liberty Media.com. The RNC chair, listen carefully, this coincides with exactly what I was just saying, friends. The RNC chair, we want assurance from Facebook, Twitter that they won't suppress conservatives. Here again, you have law enforcement asking those that are violating the law to abide by the law rather than to enforce the law. And it shows you a lack of power within governments. It shows you a lack of morality and integrity in government for not willingly enforcing the law against those that are attacking free speech, namely Facebook and Twitter. Folks, RNC, this is like a cop asking a criminal for permission to do something. Will you just do me a favor and don't violate the law here anymore, buddy? I mean, instead of enforcing the law against his crimes. Craziness. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, chilling video released of Nicholas Cruz plotting Parkland massacre. Well, let me remind you something, friends. I did watch the video. I was wondering while I was watching it, is this pre-school shooting, allegedly, or is this post? School shooting, allegedly. Because it was kind of bizarre the way it was set up. But the good news is at least he said it. We also know he's on meds, dangerous psychotropic drugs. We don't know if we have mind control in operation and in force concerning this young man. But he's got all the earmarks of it. But do check it out, folks. But I also want to let you know that out of the 70 videos that were in Parkland school that day during this alleged shooting, keep in mind there was drills going on the same day, friends. It's interesting to note not one of them had been released concerning what Nicholas Cruz allegedly did. And the problem that they're having and the reason that they haven't released the videos for the most part, friends, is because I believe that Nicholas wasn't the one doing the shooting. Because when you line it up with eyewitnesses as to what happened there or what allegedly happened there, he had too many people actually verifying his presence while they were talking to him during this alleged shooting. So go ahead, check it out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, chilling video released of Nicholas Cruz plotting Parkland massacre. Also wanted to let you know, we have UK. In the UK, over 40% of jihad terrorists jailed in past decade will be released in 2018, including Imam, who called for the execution of Pamela Geller and incited London Bridge slaughter. Now, folks, again, if it's not a created entity, keep in mind Adolf Hitler coincided. He worked together with the Muslims as mercenaries to do his biddings for him. And when you take that in parallel to see what's happening all across Europe today, the Muslims are for some reason given a free pass to go ahead and invade and plunder countries at will. But also keep in mind, those countries that are being plundered and invaded were the first ones to take on that which God condemned. You want a prime picture of what judgment looks like? Look to Europe. And it's coming to America. If you don't correct yourselves, America, you can rest assured. But again, going back to the headline, how is it that these alleged and created terrorists, I am putting the word in there, created, because it works for a global, they're being used as the brown shirts on a global scale is really what it comes down to. And keep in mind when these terrorist attacks take place, keep in mind that the leaders of those prospective countries, they will condemn the crime, but they will not condemn the people that committed the crime. Why is that? Because I just told you. Check it out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. They're fixing to release them in 2018 over in the UK. Now, why would they do something like that, friends, if they weren't a part of the game? If people would just read their Bible, they would clearly see how this all unfolds. And we're seeing it unfold in judgment on this globe right now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. You can also jump over to our YouTube page, which is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, either way. Just punch it in. You'll enjoy those videos. Brings about results to America's lawlessness and dilemma. The answer is justice. And if people would just simply take it for what it says, common sense comes into play. It's that simple. The work begins when the people mean what they actually say in obedience to God, period, right? And that's the first step, Acts verse 21. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You know what's interesting, folks? If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And I got to tell you, I see a whole lot of this. You know, I'm sitting here online over the last 17 years giving you the facts of the matter. Why is it that truth is stranger than fiction to some of you? I mean, most of you people on a daily basis, easily, hands down, you listen to speculation all day long. You listen to open-ended questions and comments that are made all day long by those that call themselves conservatives and Christians all day long. They don't have any answers. I'm telling you something, friends. I've got the answer, and I'm giving it to you. And here's another thing for you. And there's a difference between arrogance and confidence. I'm right. I'm right about what I'm telling you. I know it is a fact. I'm beyond, folks, thinking. I'm into the realm of believing. You know, when people talk in a speculative way, it bothers me greatly. It really does. By the way, speculation means to the forming of a theory or conjecture without firm evidence. I'm giving you firm evidence. The word of the Lord endureth forever. And everything that we need is already in the Bible. It's already there. It's already given unto us. And that's all we have to do is get back to it. But I'm sitting here highlighting news, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, because I'm giving answer backs right now. This is what the Holy Ghost does. Giving answer backs. People have questions, all of a sudden I'll get a bunny trail. And all of a sudden I'll go down that bunny trail and that answered someone's question that's listening right now. He knows what's going on. I don't have to within my head. Remember when Paul said he judged nothing? Before he knew nothing by himself? In other words, the Holy Ghost had to give it to him before he could go down that topic or conversation or thought or point or revelation? Folks, we have to get beyond speculation. We have to put our feet upon the rock of ages because he's not going anywhere, and neither is his word. The word of the Lord endureth forever. It's forever settled in heaven. So when I'm on the radio program highlighting the things that I am, I'm not questioning, unless I say I'm questioning it, that I know what I'm telling you is right. And the fact of the matter is people live on speculation, and that's got to be a terrible, terrible place to be. You know, it's interesting, too, as you listen in contrast to that, to these hypocritical professors calling themselves Christians, and because the pastor told them that they're saved, man, they never questioned that. Yet, do you know that Scripture tells us we're to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith or not? In 2 Corinthians 13:5. So they live on speculation when it comes to the truth. And then when it comes to the things that they should question, they're sure of it. Whoa. So you live contrary to the Word to the left, and you live contrary to the Word of God on the right. And you don't believe what you're being told by the media, but you actually live out a belief in that system rather than the system of the Word of God, which is forever. Let it be written, let it be done, is absolute. God said it, that settles it, period. And that's where we need to put our feet, again, upon the rock. Let me give you a couple more highlights here on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want you to listen carefully again. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Los Angeles crime is out of control. The current sheriff is hiding statistics. Why? Because he wants to be reelected. Murders up 56%. Property crimes are through the ceiling. Now, we just got back from California not too long ago. And by the way, I love the state. I mean, what you call government there is not government. I want to tell you that right now. But I do want to tell you, it's arbitrary. It's lunatic. Starting at the top to the bottom in that state. It's over the top. It's crazy. It's unlawful, by the way, and unconstitutional. But I love that state. It's absolutely beautiful there. But I got to be honest with you. I don't know how people can afford to live there. And, you know, more power to you if you can stay there. But from my understanding, it's three times more to live there than in so many different places across the United States of America. I mean, as if the government has been given delegated authority to tell people, if you want to stay here, this is what it's going to cost you to live here. And then what's funny, ironic about that is all the poor people that go to California to live there on the streets. Put that together. Well, we have Los Angeles crime is out of control. The current sheriff is hiding statistics. Murders up 56%. Property crime through the ceiling. In Massachusetts, here again, are those that have been given delegated authority by the people that are lying to the people and operating out of their scope of authority. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Massachusetts town cites businesses for using flags to remember fallen veterans. Now, folks, you have those that call themselves city officials there that are literally condemning shaming themselves in so many different ways, but they don't know that they're shaming themselves until one of you patriots stands up and calls them out for who they are, so they can understand that they work for we the people. And if it wasn't for those veterans, they wouldn't have the privilege of sitting there and doing the things that they're doing right now. But you have in Massachusetts a town citing a business for using flags to remember fallen veterans. Folks, what do you need? What is it that has to happen here before you say enough is enough? When you start stepping on the blood of the sacrifice in the spiritual and in the natural, I want to tell you something. It's on. It's on. Those people, those self-proclaimed city officials, and they well may be, need to be lawfully removed yesterday. Period. They need to be removed. When you have a town citing a business for honoring our fallen who sacrificed themselves to give the freedoms unto us that we now have, you better know that you're either at that point going to stand up for the fallen and live for what they died for, 2 Corinthians 5:15, or else you are going to be judged by a bunch of criminals. And that's exactly what, there's no in-betweenites. No in-betweenites, friends. You're either going to deal with them, or else they're going to trample and desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms in which you have. Here's some good news. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Far be it from me to be backwards where praise is due, to give praise where it's due. Fourth Amendment victory. 8-1 Supreme Court rules police need a warrant to search vehicle on private property. Refuses to extend automobile exception. Okay. But we see government in operation, and that's good. Fourth Amendment victory, 8-1. Supreme Court rules police need a warrant to search vehicle on private property. Refuses to extend automobile exception. I also want to tell you this. Where they fail to rule in favor of all written law shows you what you're still dealing with when it comes to a state of tyranny. And I also want you to keep in mind, the Supreme Court, though they voted in favor, which is good, but keep in mind the Supreme Court is not the final say-so on what the law says unless it's in favor and compliant with that law. Period. Cool? Also wanted to let you know, a Virginia Muslim who tried to join U.S. military to imitate Fort Hood jihadi. Yep, look at that in America. They're here on the allurements of those that you call representatives, namely mayors. They're felons, by the way, and it's a felony what they're doing. But just think about this. Muslims feel so emboldened now in America to come to America and to join the military to imitate Fort Hood jihadi. The good news is we had a judge doing his job, but he should be exported ASAP after he serves the 5 years for line on application. So we see government in operation. A homeowner, by the way, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, shoots and kills two burglars with his AK-47. Well, guess what, friends? They should have thought about that before they meant to violate and endanger his family. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, USA Radio News.
The attorney for former FBI Director Andrew McCabe told Senator Chuck Grassley that his client is eager to testify before a Senate Judiciary Committee, although it should be worth noting that McCabe said the only way he would testify is if he gets immunity or he would be pleading the Fifth. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says this is all very interesting.
Well, the Inspector General, although the report is not out, could be out any minute, could be out any day. It seems overdue at this point. But previous to this coming out, this report, there was a criminal referral made within the Department of Justice to prosecute him. So now the United States Senate wants this person. Remember, this is a person who is very senior in the administration within the FBI. He was the acting director for some time.
In a tweet today, President Trump celebrated Tuesday night's primaries and dismissed the suggestion that there would be a blue wave in November. The president even suggested there may be a red wave. This is USA Radio News.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Got much to cover over the next half hour. If you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic. Hey, folks, driving support communist style. People ask me all the time, Bradley, what do you mean when you talk about driving through opposition? We'll lead it ourselves if we don't have it. Vladimir Lenin. Well, all the war propaganda, all the screaming and lies and hatred come from invariably from people who are not fighting. Keep that in mind, okay? For the most part, the problem that we have in this country today is that people, after being exposed a million times over the last 10 years, literally, friends, it's not an exaggeration. Of facts. The problem that Americans are having today is that they don't realize that both prize fighters, you know, the Republicans versus the Democrats, are paid actors. They're puppets on the behalf of corporations and special interest groups looking to further the same agenda by advocating and promoting through the CIA-controlled media a continuous warfare against we the people in order to tear down the U.S. Constitution and recreating one in their own ungodly New World Order image. That's what this is all about. I'm actually, we're doing live radio right now, so. I'm just getting a thought here, and it's an important one, but I'll pull that up in a moment here. Folks, again, keep in mind the fighters, the puppets that they put up, Republicans versus Democrats. At the end of the day, both sides win. The agenda goes forward. See if you can't get people out of that, they're not going to go any further. Now maybe you can understand why it took the children of Israel 40 years to get to the promised land when it would have taken them 11 days. They wouldn't listen. That's the problem they have. They just simply wouldn't listen. And why won't they listen? I mean, to listen to the Word of God is a good thing. To exhort, to edify in the ways of the things of the Spirit, right? To grow up in grace and in the knowledge of Him, not the other way around. But again, keep in mind the fighters, the puppets that they put up, Republicans versus Democrats. At the end of the day, both sides win. The agenda goes forward. Haven't you noticed that? If you have, then I can go to the next point. Hey, folks, why are these politicians still in power after being exposed for their corruption and scandals? Are they above the law that they swore an oath to uphold? Absolutely not. Folks, you're dealing with nothing more than revolutionaries. You heard of Saul Alinsky, right? You know, Saul Alinsky said that true revolutionaries, they don't flaunt their radicalism. They just cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. And it's exactly what you're seeing today. Again, remembering the purpose of government before I get to driving support communist style. The purpose of government is to restrain men from violating God's moral law. It's called sin, 1 John 3:4. Enforce God's standard of right and wrong and maintain order. And these three purposes that I just named off, we're not seeing put into the fight against their corruptions today. Read 1 Corinthians 6:12. For if we were, we would have an understanding of what peace, John 14:27, through the rule of law that produces liberty, really defines out to be in American culture today. Read Psalm 119:44 and 45. All of which they have the American believing that does not apply to them. These said puppets. And by the way, the Constitution states otherwise. These corrupt politicians, the first thing they do to show you that they're counterfeits is they leave off justice. Read Deuteronomy 4. They leave off justice. They bring about no resolve. They have the people chasing shadows based on circular reasoning. You know, the dog that just keeps chasing his tail and never quite gets to it. That's who these counterfeits are. Moving on to the next point, leading through opposition, a communist tactic. What does it mean? How does it work? And what does it look like when it's being played out? We know totalitarianism simply means accuse others of what you're guilty of. Well, this is a communist tactic as well, leading through opposition. Remember, Vladimir Lenin said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Look to and look no further than pro wrestling to understand exactly what I'm talking about. Again, this is the circus of politics from start to finish, designed to divert one's attention away from the agenda that they are pushing forward. All of this, of course, behind the contrived and fabricated smoke and mirrors. And I got to just, because it's coming up again in heart, bubbling up into my head, folks, from my heart. When they passed, I brought this the third time that I brought this up now. When they passed that national security bill, that's what it was called, that Donald Trump signed, that Barack Hussein Obama and Paul Ryan teed up. They passed that bill the same weekend, the same exact weekend, friends, that they had the March for Our Lives protests. And keep in mind, that was spawned off of this alleged shooting that took place in Florida, Parkland, Florida. And then we found out, folks, because we've seen false flags all over that alleged shooting, and we still do, by the way. It was interesting to note that the TSA was approached by an individual and requested when the papers were sent in to get the permit to have the march in the first place. And it was months prior to the march. A month and a half before this alleged school shooting took place in Florida. You go ahead and put in your mind whatever the CIA-controlled media wants you to believe. You go ahead. I'm going to stay on the safe side because I know, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, we are sons of God. And I know that the Bible, in contrary, says that anybody that trusts in his own heart is a fool. Well, I want to tell you something. I'm not trusting in my own heart. I'm following the leading, and I know I'm right. Because I know what I'm hearing. We judge what we hear, friends, the Bible tells us. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not trying to win out one way or another in being right or wrong. I'm trying to win out on the right side for the sake of all of us. Because I'm not seeking my own righteousness. I'm seeking the righteousness of God, and I'm seeking to establish righteousness in this earth as it is in heaven. Through his righteous judgments. Read the whole of Psalm 94. It's a great chapter. And I hope you caught what I just said. Going back to my original point, friends, that bill was passed behind March for Lives. As if to suggest they didn't know exactly what they were doing. Nothing happens in politics unless it's first planned, said the President of the United States of America back in the 30s. It was all pre-planned. And they knew that that was the weekend they were going to pass the bill. And by the way, you heard very little of it, very little of it in the news at all. They just glossed over. Oh, and by the way, nobody attacked Donald Trump for signing that national security bill. Why? Because that's the agenda. That's where they don't attack him. Keep in mind what I just said going forward. Well, most people believe that this current president is getting beat up by the media. Listen to me carefully. One must remember that he is nothing more than a created underdog. A CIA-controlled media attacking him unless it agrees with the agenda, like I just highlighted. If it agrees with the agenda, they say nothing about him. They'll put him in a positive light. And by the way, for the most part, they put him in a positive light. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that really are attacking him. There's no question about it. They're useful idiots to their own demise. By the way, Vladimir Lenin said that too. But if you look at all of this from a different lens, you will clearly see that he's being beat up by those that he fails to prosecute. Revelations 3:18, read it. Matter of fact, if you go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, brand new article posted 2 hours ago. Barack Hussein Obama hid efforts to aid Iran's windfall. Hey, America, how come he's not been prosecuted? Again, if you look at this from a different lens, you will clearly see that he is being beat up by those that he fails to prosecute. They're driving support to his administration through ignorant people. Okay? And again, is to simply drive support to his administration. Communist style. Put him in the position of being the underdog. We'll put up in the face of the people. We'll continuously use the media to attack him. Behind closed doors, we'll be doing just the exact opposite of what we are attacking him for. Did you hear what I said? We'll do the exact opposite, doing the exact opposite of what we are attacking him for. That's exactly what's happening. They're doing the exact opposite of what they are attacking him for. Just like Donald Trump said that he was going to bring back that rule of law and he was going to bring forth that special prosecutor and he was going to work for the American people and all this other good stuff. Well, if you look at his track record right now, friends, you can see the opposite is true. I know I'm right. It's simply driving support to his administration, communist style. It's a communist tactic, friends. The created enemies of the administration are driving people to a support base to catapult the people in his favor, which furthers the agenda. and take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sons of Liberty. Oh, lo and behold, look at that. See how this works? We walk by faith and not by sight. Ben Shapiro, you know, this real smart guy. He seems like a pretty cool dude. And Dan Bongino, seeing him out in was an RNC or a CNP meeting in D.C. I'm not quite sure about this guy, but they're both put up to be pretty good guys in the conservative movement, legitimate guys. Well, it's interesting that Ben Shapiro and Dan Bongino debate over Spygate. Listen carefully. Ben Shapiro is skeptical about the claim that the FBI was targeting Trump personally during the 2016 election season, an issue he addressed in a show last week. Fellow conservative commentator Dan Bongino responded to Shapiro's analysis on Monday, and finally Shapiro added some closing thoughts. Shapiro questions why the FBI and the Clinton campaign did not release any of their damaging information prior to the election. First, they never dreamed that Hillary would lose the election. Baloney, friends. Baloney. They knew. I'm going to tell you why. That's a lie. Because yesterday I'd shared with you that her support, like that of Barack Hussein Obama, was completely contrived. Okay? It was contrived. When Hillary Clinton first came out to announce her presidential run for the People's White House, 22 people showed up. What do you mean they never dreamed that Hillary would lose the election? When, on the other hand, they put up Donald Trump and they've been grooming this guy for years in a favorable light. Which one do you think's going to win? And it doesn't matter which one wins, because both of them are hand-picked puppets, period. the fact of the matter is the charade goes on. The circus goes on. Nothing's being dealt with by the grown-ups of the world, friends. And I want to get back to this point of what I was talking about in just a moment. If you want to drive support communist style, then what you have to do is you have to deceive the people in doing so. And the way that you do that is you cause that person to be an underdog, but know that he's favored by the people at large. And it's exactly what they're doing. I don't know why it takes foreigners to tell the American people who's responsible for what's going on. I don't know if you're aware of this, folks, but I can go back to, just in thought, that of the John F. Kennedy assassination. Why did it take the Italians to do a documentary to expose to the American people that it was the American government, namely the said administration, Lyndon Johnson, during that time he was the vice president, that did the assassination? The reason the Italians had to share with the Americans is because they've been over it 150 times. And if you simply, you profess Christians out there, would simply read your Bible, you would see over and over in 1 Kings and in 2 Kings, and more outside of that. But for the most part, you would find that conspiracies always happen within because they're easily controlled. And that's all you have to do concerning John F. Kennedy assassination is look to Johnson and who was it that he appointed to be the fox in the chicken coop? The people that John F. Kennedy just fired. Alan Dulles, who was on the Warren Commission. The fox is in the chicken coop. What did Johnson do the very next day after Kennedy's assassination? He reversed his orders on Vietnam. 2 weeks before that, his mistress, his wife, after the fact, told the world that Johnson is the one that said that that SOB will never embarrass me again. Why, America, do you move around like you don't have eyes and you don't have ears? Why is it that you lean more to, again, those that you say you don't believe than those that you say are right? You live off speculation like we were talking about earlier. Now, back to the point. Folks, if you look at all of what's going on in your country through a different lens, you will clearly see that Donald Trump is being beat up by those that he fails to prosecute. And let me remind you, he was the one that was bragging about how the DOJ is his to do what he wills with it. And he's done nothing. Folks, the conservatives today, they're pathetic. They're pathetic. They claim they have the truth, but yet they don't practice it. They claim they have the light, but they don't walk in it. They claim that they have the answers, but they actually throw more problems on the world than they do bringing forth the answers. Folks, the CIA-controlled media is simply doing the exact opposite of what they're attacking him for. And you can mark my words on this. By the end of his tenure, he's going to walk out with all of these things that he promised to do left undone, or he did the exact opposite, like I shared with you concerning that national security bill. And the American people give him a pass, and then they'll take the bait concerning the next candidate to do the same exact thing that the previous administration did. Mark my words. Why? Because that's all you've been doing. I mean, if you're what I see out there as an example of what it means to grow up, I want to tell you something. I got to be honest with you. Just like the young people of today, I want to go the other direction. I don't want to be that. Bunch of hypocrites, gossips. As a matter of fact, folks, to prove the point, get on an airplane sometime and tell me when you walk up and down the aisle, what are the adults doing? They're on their phones, they're gambling on their phones, or they're reading the National Enquirer, Us magazine, gossip magazines, or they're reading a paper as they decry the media as being a bunch of liars. What a hypocritical nation. And if you're not ashamed for that, I can't help you. I really can't. Folks, it is simply driving support to his administration communist style. This is a communist tactic. The created enemies of the administration are driving people to his support, to his base, to catapult the people in his favor, which furthers the agenda. It gives him a free hand to do whatever he wants to do. That's how much you love him. And how out of control are things today, friends? I remember Ann Coulter. one put up in the light of the conservatives as a favorite, as a champion of conservatism. In Trump, we trust. Yep, and you're going to get exactly what you're asking for. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. I shared with you last week when Michelle Bachmann was a congresswoman here in Minnesota, the media attacked her relentlessly over and over again. No matter what she did, the CIA-controlled media attempted to paint her out to be evil and crazy. Read Isaiah 5:20. They even attacked her inner circle of family as well as her husband and his business. They meant it. This made Minnesotans very angry, for the people knew that it was not true. Why? Because people personally knew Michelle Bachmann. See, that's where they fail every time. And that's where they failed with Bradley Dean as well. And I'm sure it didn't take long for her opposition, namely the CIA-controlled media, to figure out what they were doing when they were attacking her. They were, in fact, promoting her and driving more support to her base. See, the CIA-controlled media opposed her at her every step that did not fit their agenda. They really hated Michelle Bachmann here in Minnesota, for the most part. And I didn't agree with everything she did, by the way, but I can tell you that with all sincerity, what she did do, she believed she was doing the right thing. See, it all works for the good of them that love God, first and foremost, and are called according to His purposes, Romans 8:28. And by the way, in Luke 9:23, it says, that includes the cross. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Follow me and deny yourself. Folks, it was like when I was doing high school assembly programs up to 100 a year. We were highly regarded in a righteous sense by the school administrations and the students across the country because we were educating the students as to who we are and where it is that we came from, not what they wanted to rewrite history to be. We were not in the schools to tear down the law, but rather to magnify the law, to add to what's already been established, not to take away, and of course to show them the price paid for their freedoms. When the media began to push the homosexual agenda, by the way, under the Bush administration, my assembly program fell under immense scrutiny. On the front page of the local paper statewide, headline news on television, while accusing me of nothing but lies spread by the CIA-controlled media, because I was a real threat. My street teams being ostracized and accused of nothing more than standing up for life in the womb and traditional marriage while tearing down the lies and the crimes of them that were advocating this lawlessness. Read Judges 6:25. I mean, folks, if it wasn't New York Times, then it was CNN. If it wasn't CNN, then it was MSNBC. If it was not national news attacking us, then it was the local propagandists attacking us. But little did they know that the Lord God of Israel was at work undermining their every move while they were attacking, the Lord was promoting. And the more they attacked, the more our message was being promoted to a larger audience with favor, 1 Corinthians 2:8. Why? Because I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, Romans 1:16. See, we let their cruelty swell our ranks, and they did. They did it to themselves. But on the other hand, when you look at the current administration, we see nobody but them that the president should in fact prosecute to the fullest extent of the law, for some reason or another, given a free hand to attack him at will. And don't call it freedom of speech. Folks, why are the Clintons so emboldened to attack Trump's administration? And why are the Obamas so emboldened to attack Trump's administration? Is it Trump being an absolute weakling, or is he just part of the program? Only you can decide, friends, but wake up while you have the time to do so.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.